PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com.
Welcome to PHPBB Weekly, episode number 58. Today is Saturday, April 12th, 2008. This is the PHPBB Weekly podcast where we do talk about the PHPBB forum software. And I am your co-host, David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life. Douglas Bell, the other co-host, is out today. He's got a test, so he was not able to join us. But I do have some friends with me today. But first, a little disclaimers, of course. PHPBB Weekly is not affiliated directly with the PHPBB teams or PHPBB software. It is a third-party podcast produced by Douglas Bell and David Lewis. It is a live participation podcast, so you can call in at 724-444-7444, TalkCast ID 12418. Or join us in the chat room. Now, today, I actually forgot it was Saturday, so I missed the early time that we normally go on. So we're recording this a little bit later, so there's no live participation in this particular one. Again, I apologize for that, but big whoops on my part. Anyway, I have with me, well, as I was going to do the podcast, a couple of my friends wanted to join with me, and they are, first, Paul Sawyer from the PHPBB Modifications team.
Hi, David.
Hey, Paul. There you are. And we have Yuri Rusko, also known as Marshall Rusty, from the support team.
Hi, guys.
And Ashley Penner, also known as Neothermic, from the support team, also the support team leader.
Thank you. Hi.
Thank you guys for joining me on this one. This is kind of different for us. I know Douglas is probably going to kill me going, hey, you had all those guests on and I wasn't there. See, he likes to do the podcast he likes to have guests when he's going to be on the podcast. He doesn't like me to have guests when I'm going to be alone. It's kind of funny. So I never warn him. I never warn him that we're going to have guests on the show. PHPBB Weekly is sponsored by GoToMeeting. This is a new sponsorship for PHPBB Weekly. It's kind of nice. It's a GoToMeeting basically lets everyone see your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's like a meeting in person without taking the time to travel to a location. And this is kind of cool because I've actually used it several times for meetings where it was it was impossible for us to go down and fly to that particular place, and so we had to use GoToMeeting, and it worked out quite well to have to do meetings like this. Anyway, you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. You can go to www.gotomeeting.com/tetpodcast for this free trial. So that gets that out of the way. Now, this week, 3.0.1 was released. And as many of you heard last week, the 3.0.1 RC1 was released. Well, now the 3.0.1 was actually released. So people can start upgrading, and certainly upgrading is encouraged from the 3.0.0 line, as 3.0.1 has a lot of bug fixes and a few security fixes. In fact, actually, which of you have looked at the security fixes for 3.0.1?
I have.
What are those? I haven't actually looked at them.
You don't know what they are? God, it's terrible.
Oh, well.
we changed the member list to make it so that normal users have to have their permission for searching for users by email address. We fixed a small bug with the private message attachments, which made them possible to be viewed by anyone. Whoops. And We also made a check. A very, very rare case comes up where if config.php is empty for some strange reason, style.php doesn't get the correct values, and that can become very dangerous. and we fix that. So it's sort of an edge case. If you've got an empty config.php, you've got more problems.
If they have an empty config, that they probably haven't even installed PHP 3 yet.
Exactly. That's practically how the person noticed it. So it's like, okay, we'll fix that, but that's obscure.
But still, potentially a problem there.
I thought it errs out. If your config file is empty, I thought it gives you an error.
You would have to navigate directly to style.php to actually exploit it.
Exactly, yeah.
And I'm not even sure if you could, but hypothetically you could.
It was a very hypothetical exploit, but it still needs to be fixed because you don't want the chance of anybody getting an advantage even hypothetically. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Earlier is better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was good. That's good. And there are quite a few bug fixes in this release.
Yep.
Let me see how many there are.
Are you going to toot your own horn and say that one of the bugs was fixed by you?
No, I wasn't, but you already did that.
I thought I had done it. That's bug number 22,235.
That was the issue with the sessions.
That was that authentication.
There are...
Yeah, believe it or not, that bug was found because of the Joomla transition from SMF. Joomla.org transitioned from SMF to PHPBB3, and we talked about that on a previous episode, and they were having some query problems that were kind of slowing down their server. And so I was looking over their query logs and finding out what the problems were, and then found that, it was the every single page by every single user was generating a new session, generating a session list for everybody. But it wasn't handling very efficiently. He was using... is using a like clause, file sort, and a temp table. I think it was using three things. And every single user, every single page was loading, a new query that used all this. So it was kind of insane. So it just drew up an extra database column, a session form ID, because that was really one of the main issues with the like clause. It was looking through the session page and checking to see what form they were on. Well, session form ID will actually hold the value of the form ID that particular user is visiting. So they can just query based on that, which is an index. So it makes it more efficient. And then there's some better handling of the actual session data as well. But Henry fixed that one.
We also fixed what has to be the most hilarious bug, in my opinion. We validate birthdays now. Previously, you could put your birthday as the 31st of February, if you so felt like. they're now validated, so.
that's really not, I wouldn't even consider that a bug. I'm surprised that they actually went ahead and fixed it, because people put stupid things in occupation and location all the time, so it's really not.
Yeah, but we can validate stupid users, but we can validate birthdays.
You have the moderators to validate stupid users.
Exactly. God, my mind's gone today.
Moderator team. Yeah, the modifications team don't do that. They validate code. Oops, we lost somebody.
Fall just dropped.
Oh, no.
Let's add him back in there. There we go.
It's nice see that the problems we have with Skype are not just limited to the PHPBB podcast.
You just edit this little bit out later.
Exactly.
Douglas doesn't usually do that. Maybe I'll have to do it before I send it to him.
That's Douglas's problem. You will have to do that.
Okay. Welcome to the section that Douglas did not edit out.
This is the unofficial PHP Weekly.
We're going to add in some really, really big secrets right now because he's not going to edit us out. So let's start the first one. We are now taking over the following companies.
PHPBB4 will be released tomorrow.
Oh no, the day after, the day before the day it's released. That one, right?
Okay, here we go. Changes since 3.0.0. All right, wow, there are already changes since 3.0.1, and they never stop. There are, yes, 54. That's a lot. Good number of changes.
There's actually a lot more. It's just that not all of them are really documented.
Even the changes since RC5, there wasn't as many. I'd say the last time that we had that many changes was RC3 to RC4. Yeah. So,
well, I mean, it makes sense because there is a, you know, I mean, even something
live.
Like
it went stable.
It says fix style slash template fixes, and then it lists a whole bunch of bugs, like 10. So really, it's a lot more bugs than just the 54. That's just kind of the overview of the 54. Yeah.
And there's been quite a few improvements. There's you know, besides the all the fixes, there's also been things like they improved the view form handling. So that handles better. I can't find it in this list now. This list is pretty long, but I remember that was one of the first fixes for 3.0.1 branch. But it has a lot of really cool fixes. Now, in the support team, I know you guys have to deal with a lot of the update issues that come with 3.0.0 to 3.0.1. What is the more common issue that people come across when they upgrade to 3.0.1?
Just recently, I think that it was just really been mod related issues at this point. I don't think anyone had, because ultimately, if you don't have any mods installed, you just use the file changes package, and it's 1, 2, 3, and you're done. Just overwrite the files, run the update, the database update. Unless your database is of, you know, some huge size, you really won't have a problem with that. I think there are only a couple schema changes, so there's really nothing there. Schema changes, rather. So I don't really think there's that's really been it, apart from a couple issues with the automatic updater package. I don't think we've had anything.
And those of course have come with either mods or when you're when you're changing code yourself. You know, of course, that's considered a mod. And but this goes again back to what I've been talking about in previous podcasts to mod authors, saying, you know, it's very, very important that they absolutely minimize core code changes, because the more code changes you have, the more difficult it is to update to newer versions of PHPBB, even 3.0.1. I know there's the auto update package, which is supposed to make that easier, but in reality, if you make a bunch of core changes, that it actually does not, you know, help out at all.
Well, it's actually funny. I just saw a mod the other day. I'm not sure which one it was, but instead of replacing a line that had a variable that was defined, it just added a line right after that variable that yet again redefined the same variable. So
which
it just
is
basically overwrote the value. I'm not sure that's a good idea. But
well, actually, there's nothing wrong with it. That's not a bad idea, because again, it's not the auto updater would see that as an added line instead of a conflict line.
It really depends, I think, on how many resources you waste simply by doing it. If it's something simple, then it's not a big deal. But if you're running functions there that are actually doing something,
if you're running functions resources there, then yes, absolutely. Then you have an issue there. But if you're like, if you have a defined variable that's doing something like, assigning an array or a small array, that's not a big deal. But if it's a huge array, that is a big deal. If it's a function that's running a database call, that's a big deal. But most of the time, it's not usually that. That's kind of rare. If it's just a small string, obviously it's better to just redefine it. Yeah, but
there have also been a couple things with encoding where people don't use UTF-8 compatible text editors, and then the file gets saved in some strange encoding. I haven't actually been able to track this down. I've been trying to figure out exactly what it is that's saving it as, because I wasn't able. I used a non-UTF-8 compliant text editor.
Is it UTF-8 issues or is it line-ending issues?
Now, well, I mean, I tried both. At first, I thought it was line-ending issues, and then I thought it might have been operating system-wise line-endings, depending on where it was. And I wasn't able to reproduce it, but there definitely is a problem, because I was sent a file by a person who had the issue, and then when I diffed that file, it didn't work, and I wasn't able to establish exactly what it is in that file. But there is definitely a problem, so make sure to use...
Probably the most common thing that I see is that Windows editors end in, they have the CRLF line endings, carriage return line feed, and line endings, and they should just be using the line feed. Unix line endings. So that can cause a lot of problems with updates and stuff like that too. But, again, it's just important to, overall, it's good to keep in mind to minimize the number of code changes, and instead of like including all this extra code, include a function from another file. That's important. And all right, is there anything else that you would say to users that are upgrading to 3.0.0 to 3.0.1 that they need to be aware of when upgrading, or that they should do, or even which package they should choose depending on what they have installed?
Do it as soon as possible.
And it's back to our old advice: if you've not got any modifications, simplest is to change files, because it's sort of a 5-minute job.
Mm-hmm. And the change files, that's just taking specific files and replacing them in the appropriate hierarchy tree.
Exactly. It's just a collection of fully changed files. You drop them over your original files and you run the database update, you're done. It takes 5 minutes.
Now, this is just our opinions. I mean, there are only two of us here, so maybe someone else from the support team might have other ideas of might have noticed a trend of some other issues that have come up that I personally or Ash hasn't actually come across.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just our views, you know, not the whole support team.
Yeah, right. And of course, they can always use the support forums for issues when upgrading. And if you come across a bug, as always, you can use the bug tracker located at phpbb.com/bugs. Yes, and 3.2 development, how many of you have been following that very closely?
Oh, I have.
So 3.2 development, there has been a couple of recent changes in there, though done no major changes this week. But there's been a good number of changes, especially that big change last week by APTX, adding the, new BB code parser. Posting API.
Ages and ages ago, there was a talk between the developers of adding a stack-based BB code parser, and me and Techie were really, really looking forward to this one. The advantage of a stack-based processor, I don't know if any of you guys sort of are aware of this one, but stack-based processors can actually correct, they're aware of their content, so they can actually correct mistakes, such as they can remove BB codes that are not used, they can add BB codes that should be... And they also fix a few extra issues, like if you quote a URL and it's the very first part of the quote, it doesn't get linked. It fixes issues like that. They're very, very powerful. And on top of that, they're much quicker than the current system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the idea behind a stack-based BB code engine would be that you wouldn't need like a second and third pass like you currently have BB code functions in PHP 3.0.x. You have... like BB code first pass, BB code second pass, which takes care of, like Ash just mentioned, if you put like a URL inside of a quote tag, if you quote someone's username and you link that to their profile, for instance, you have the several passes that would take care of that. But with a stack-based one, you wouldn't need to have multiple passes because it would just do that right away.
It's more like a string replace in a way.
So it's right. It's live in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is nice.
Thanks. One of my more favorite things is also that the stack-based parser, you can get rid of the idea of having hard-coded BB codes. You can make it that the BB codes that PHPBB comes with by default could actually be custom BB codes as such, and thus people would be able to change the way that normal BB codes are parsed without having to edit any files. And that could be done, and I'd love for them to do that. And
Yep, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm looking at some of their other recent changes that they have in here. Of course, any change that they fix in 3.0.1, they automatically merge those changes to the 3.2 branch. Or I should say, 3.2 trunk, because the 3.2 trunk is not a branch. It's the 3.0.0. It's the that's the branch.
Indeed.
Olympus and Ascaris. Olympus and Ascaris. Just use the two code names.
I have such a hard time saying Ascaris or remembering.
Is it Ascaris? Ascaris? I think it's Ascaris.
Ascaris or Ascaris.
Yes. Yeah. We don't even know.
I'm not sure. Where did that name come from? Anybody know where that name came from?
It's another
Mars,
moon.
Yeah. It's a moon, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's right.
It's a mountain, rather.
That's, yeah.
Another mountain on Mars, right?
Yeah, I was thinking of Olympus moons, as in the moons on... Never mind. My mind is gone. I told you that earlier.
So it is Olympus Mons, and it's also Ascrius Mons. If it is Ascrius, how you pronounce it, I'm going to look it up now. So I'll tell you in a second. Oh, it doesn't
we're,
have
we're,
it.
We're all going to be totally wrong, and it's going to be like Ascrius or something. You know, we're like,
Right.
Well, no, it's Latin, Ascrius Lacus. So I would assume that it is Ascrius, since it is Latin.
So. The joy of Latin.
Yeah.
Anything said in Latin sounds profound. It sounds even more profound when you actually say that sentence in Latin.
Mm-hmm. And the other change, which was done on April 2nd by David M.J., was some new debal functionality. How many of you have looked at that?
Which one?
Yep.
The change that David M.J. committed on April 2nd to 3.2 Ascrius.
Ah, okay, I see it. Yep.
And that... Now, I haven't... The sad part is, see, I've been pretty good about testing 3.2.
Right?
Yes, the debal stuff. I've been pretty good about testing 3.2 up through about... up through middle of March or so. Maybe a little bit before. But since then, they've made some rather major changes, and I haven't taken the time to test it, which is kind of sad because they have so many cool things that they've added.
Ash, did you want to say something?
I was just saying it's blasphemous not to keep up to date with the trunk.
And no, then,
I think go ahead.
Now his commit. Now specifically, he says that it's got new debal functionality and stuff like that. But it looks. I mean, there's a lot of it that looks like part of the new posting API.
It is. In parts. I think we touched on this in last week's PHP Weekly. I think Douglas mentioned it, and then I kind of elaborated. Somewhat.
Right.
I think the idea here is, it is, in fact, a lot of it is sort of, and it does, in the log even, I believe that he says something about this. This also includes a new posting API.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the main idea here is that you now have standard queries that will work for any one of the databases that are supported by PHPV, so you can now just use one sort of statement, and it will work throughout everywhere, which is kind of what the whole point of the abstraction layer is.
Almost like prepared statements, really, right?
Exactly, yeah. Right, exactly right. So it's... Yeah, Paul?
Yes, it lays prepared statements.
Yeah, and the idea here is it makes it somewhat easier to do things like if I was to convert an Oracle database to a MySQL database, I could back it up and store it using that those queries, those mm-hmm. static queries.
Here's an example of one of those queries. It's SQL underscore handle underscore data, which is a new function. They use the update, then the next argument is the table, and then the data that you're updating, and then the where clause is the fourth argument. 1, 2, 3, yeah, fourth argument. So instead of actually specifying your SQL, you do it, you specify what kind of query it is, in this case an update, what table, and then the data that you're updating, and then the where clause in the fourth, but you don't have to actually spell that all out. So it can be a little bit faster typing, but you have to understand how those particular functions work. And as always, you can go to the source code documentation for those of you who are coders and mod authors or whatever who are interested in this new stuff that's coming out in 3.2 or utilizing it, especially the posting API. And what that's helpful for is if you are building your site around PHP 3 like I do, and that means everything is controlled by PHP 3, is basically I'm using it as my CMS, as my content management system. So so everything is built using different APIs and stuff within PHPBB3. You can go to code.phpbb.com and see the PHPBB3 branches and trunk there. You can also sign up for the mailing list to be notified of commit logs, which is what I've done, so that I get emailed the entire commit logs to see what changes have been made. You can also, it's an important part to, if you're learning to code for PHPBB, and this is for especially the new mod authors who are maybe PHP programmers already, but they're trying to get into programming for PHPBB, what's really helpful is the source code documentation, which you can find, where can you find that? Let's see. and pull it up in my bookmarks and see where it is. Okay, yes, you can go to area51.phpbb.com and click on the source code documentation, which there lists all of the classes and all of the functions within PHPBB 3. Let me think. This does not include, or is this 3.2 source code documentation updated?
No, I don't believe that has been written yet.
Of course,
well, it's compiled automatically. It's by the source, you know, it's by the doc.
I'm not even sure it's even in working, or I mean, I'm not even sure it's being developed for a public sense. I'm sure the developers have their own little cheat sheets.
Well, it would depend if Ascrius is used on Area 51 or not.
No, Area 51 is
still 3.0.1.
Yes. At some point, it's going to
I'd
be
wager
broken.
Area 51 is actually probably 3.0.0. We sort of upgrade the Area 51 to various things at various points. I don't even think it's left 3.0 yet. So.
Okay. In that case, the source code documentation is not going to list some of these new functions.
Yes.
I mean, at some point, 3.1 will actually break, I would assume, because if they make any core changes and then they don't update everything... just every instance of that function or whatever throughout the code.
Happened to Area 51 because I remember when I joined Area 51, there was a lot of issues and stuff broken. Area 51 was always breaking because they were always making changes to it, and it was, you know, following the latest changes most of the time. So
right.
That's not terribly uncommon. It is their testing ground in a way.
So I would, well, in a way, but I mean, I really wouldn't expect it to go to 3.1 until it's at least in pre-beta pre-alpha, just anywhere where at some point where it says, okay, we're done, you know, now we're just going to start fixing things or something, to some benchmark, some milestone along the way. I doubt it would be 3.1 now.
Of course, you can compile your own source code documentation based on the doc block, which is not that difficult. I've done that before. In fact, ZDE makes it really easy to do that. You guys probably haven't done that, judging
really
by the
dedicated.
Laughs that I'm getting.
They're really, really dedicated. Go for it.
Well, yeah. It's
and PM it to me.
Yeah. For me, I just, you know, it's kind of easy to just go read the code. Sometimes I just want to go see the format, or the syntax format that I need for that particular function, and then just go look it up in the source code documentation. Makes it easy.
Well, there's some truth to that, I guess.
Anybody else looking forward towards Area 51 being broken continuously?
Yes, I am very much looking forward to that.
I always remember what it was at. 2.2.
Yes.
2.2 is someone come on RSC and go, my God, Area 51's broken, and you just go, and?
Yes.
But it's broken, you need to
that
fix
was,
it.
That was really and. Fun.
And you get the topics on the forums as well. Guys, if Area 51 breaks, we know, you don't need to tell us. We don't need to post about it, we know.
So. Well...
All right.
I remember a parse error in search.php.
That was good.
Really, for 2 or 3 weeks there, that's and everyone complained about it and nobody cared. That's
everybody complained and nobody cared. What
yeah,
is that?
I remember
so
that
funny?
Highlight.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Speaking of search.
I need to leave now, guys.
Okay.
I need to leave now. See you later.
All right. Thanks, Paul, for joining
Bye.
Us.
Bye, Paul.
No problem.
Speaking of the search feature, Joomla and actually phpbb.com use this as well. They use the search module that Nils integrated. What's that one called? Sphinx. Sphinx, yes. Sphinx, that's it.
There we go.
No, it's missing something. Yes, yeah, Sphinx. Now, so Joomla.org and phpbb.com both use Sphinx, which is really good for very, very large boards.
And small boards. You don't even need large boards to take advantage of it. Sphinx is stupidly fast compared to native searching and even MySQL full-text searching.
Mm-hmm. I believe if I use MySQL full-text searching on our board, which is...
No.
That's a little bit better for larger boards than like the Native.
Well,
Native was really designed to work on everything. Native was designed to be there for people who were using different database types which didn't have a full-text indexing system. Mm-hmm. Native really isn't a fast solution. It is a search solution.
Mm-hmm.
MySQL full-text is fast, but it's MySQL only. Sphinx, however, is just fast.
Mm-hmm.
Full stop.
Though there's been a few issues with it, though.
Let's have Yuri's words.
Yeah, I would argue strongly that full text is not. I mean, I would say that full text is not MySQL full text is not better for larger boards simply because the idea there is that you use an index, which is going to be another file used by MySQL. It's going to build a larger file with an index. That's going to make things faster.
Index is optimized search tree. It's much more optimized than the three tables that we have extra for searching in full text indexing.
However, you end up with huge files. So if you have a table that's 2 gigabytes in size, like the posting table, and then you create an index on it, it's going to push that size up to somewhere in the range of 6, 7, somewhere there.
I can certainly tell you that php.com's database, we did actually try an offline version of it with full-text indexing, and it didn't grow that large. Gain about 300 megabyte per, someone quoted to me once, it's no more than 300 megabyte for a gigabyte worth of data.
It depends on how much is
duplicate content and how much of it isn't. It's much like the size of your search word tables would be varying depending on how much posts are unique content. If they're duplicate content, it's going to be very small.
We originally used the native, and our database size was enormous. I mean, it was just gigantic. And then we switched to native and deleted the contents of those three search tables that was generated by native, and it was significantly smaller to use MySQL full text.
Now, don't get me wrong. This thing, I mean, I'm not saying that full text is bad, but if you have a full text index of a large table, and then you change the schema of that table, so for instance, if you were to change, RC6, where the BB code UID table was increased. From 6 to 8, I think it was. The length was increased.
Yes.
Runs a repair with a sort parameter set to true on that table. And if you have a table that's, I say this from experience because this is exactly what happened with a client. So the table was 3 gigabytes, and it ran a repair on it with a sort, and it obviously that's going to take a while. Especially with the sort, it's going to take quite a bit of time. And something happened to the server midway. It took something like 10 hours to do the repair, and midway, there's something happened to the server and it turned off, and the entire table crashed. So the whole thing it just got wiped, and it crashed to the point where no MySQL tools that I used could repair it. So something went terribly terrible. Any time, I mean, you have a database server crash, you have a problem. Most of the time, you would have problems.
Which is why it's really good idea to update backup often.
Backup, rather. Yeah, absolutely. Right before it, I mean, always. But like I said, I mean, and that's it. It crashed, and there was absolutely nothing I could do. We loaded backups and went from there. And at that point, I removed the index before I did it, and then rebuilt it. So,
probably the way to go, actually, anyway. In fact, I remember I once wrote a script to merge a couple of forums together, and the fastest thing you can do is disable indexing, index checks and constraints of primary keys and such, and then you insert the data and you re-enable them. It's like 16 times faster than doing it with the checks enabled, because every query that you do takes its time because it checks. It's just really annoying. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a way around this.
Sphinx is a much better search solution, even for large boards. And in fact, Lewis, David should say, if you change to Sphinx on your forum, you'd notice a very fast search. It'd be very, very.
It was, and it was extremely significant for Joomla.org, especially with a board that big. The difference was just astronomical. Now, there's still a few issues with searching with it. They're fairly minor, and I'm sure that they're going to work out. But they're just like, you know, exactly what it's searching based on the terms that you put in, if you put more than one term in, and what you search based on those particular terms. Like, again, this is very minor, and I actually hadn't run into that trouble. It was just pointed out to me by a user on Joomla.org that it wasn't finding exactly the search terms that he was looking for based on the forums that he was searching in. So it was kind of weird. So I'll end up pointing it out to Nils and see if he can find the problem with that. But overall, it does a very, very good job searching. And, of course, you just can't beat the speed, especially if speed is very very important. If you have a very large board, speed is important, and so that can make a huge difference. So, all right. Well, let's and I'll post a link in the show notes that will have a link to the topic where you can obtain Sphinx or test Sphinx if you want to use it.
So with the note that there is actually no support for the module currently. So if the module breaks, it's not supported. So it's use it at your own risk, but it does work because we use it.
Yeah, we use it. Joomla.org uses it. But, you know, and of course, you know, if you have a larger board, well, where you have a technical person in charge of it, he's not going to mind using that because he's going to be able to deal with it.
Exactly. It's someone, if you've got a large enough board that you need sync searching, you'll know what you're doing anyway, or someone will.
Yeah.
So it won't be an issue.
Exactly. All right. So moving on from there, the next topic, Yuri, do you have a London invasion update for us?
London invasion, yeah. Well, there's going to be an official announcement posted soon, right? And we got a few things cleared up. Namely, the most important one would be the food, and I had originally posted that you should bring food with you because it will not be available, and the hotel got scared, and they said, you know, no, we'll take care of it, and now they will have food for sale, which will be sandwiches, soda, coffee, tea, things like that, some pastries, various other things at very reasonable rates.
So threats worked.
Not threats per se. I was fine with doing it the way that we had said.
I think it's more they were not
okay with that. They were not okay with that, and they said, basically they misunderstood. That's what they said. They said they misunderstood the whole request, and that they never intended to say that in the first place. That they were always very willing to give us food, and I mean they have been very, very generous in general. They've been very friendly, and so pleasure to work with. And at this point, no complaints at all. And especially now with the food, that was really the final kind of issue that we've resolved now. Mm-hmm. So there will be food available. You don't have to worry about it. Very reasonable rates, and I mean I do mean very, very reasonable. Something you could get, you know, you get lunch with a £5 note. You can get full lunch. So. So don't worry too much about it, and disregard what was said previously. Other than that, I think everything else I'll just post. It's not nothing major, I believe. I have some notes here somewhere. Still looking for advertisers, by the way. If anyone listening is interested in advertising, you can contact me by any of the methods listed in my profile on .com. I think that's it. Any questions that you guys have that you can think of that have been asked, maybe you come across?
Not really. Of course, we have a couple topics. What team members would you most like to see? Of course, last week, Neothermic asked that on the chat room. what team members would you most like to meet? So we actually have a couple topics on there. Regardless if you're going or not, or if the team members you want to see are going, we're just kind of interested to see who people want to meet.
Exactly.
Of course, as expected, everybody wants to meet Mike Acidburn.
Well, that's expected. Who do you want to meet?
That's expected. Who are you asking?
You, David.
Who do I want to meet? Let's see. Well, of course I want to meet the whole team, but I asked for a top five. So
Diplomatic.
Yeah.
As always.
I really do want to meet the whole team, really. But, you know, it's like trying to choose the five people that I really want to meet, that's kind of difficult. Well, I would say.
I think you got two of them here, haven't you?
Yes.
You.
Yes.
I have that image still.
Jelly Donut, of course, I want to meet Mike, Acid Burn, and I believe the other one, Paul, and WG Eric, really. That rounds it out.
Isn't David MJ definitely going? I mean, I definitely meet him.
I don't know if he's going or not, but yeah. I mean, like I said, you know, I want to meet every person on the team, but not everyone will be there, unfortunately.
David MJ is listed as attending, so
that would be possible to for everyone to attend. I mean, that would be
be fantastic if everybody should.
I doubt we will ever have an event that everyone will show up to.
Right, you are talking about 47 different people who have their own lives who are, you know, it's like trying to make one particular day available. No matter how far you put in advance, not everybody is going to be able to attend it.
Yep. So, and don't ask who is attending. We will not tell you.
Yes.
Until much, much, much later. So don't even start with that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Yuri, who do you want to see? Who do you want to meet?
I'll start by saying that I want to meet everyone, just for the more diplomatic, just in terms of curiosity, but the people who I've been close to and I would just kind of like to see would be Mark the Daemon, Mark Barnes. I've already met Ash. David, you, of course, you know, just of course.
Because we have to get, you know, we have to personalize our PC versus Mac debates, you know.
Yes,
I'm going to get the katanas for that one, and it'll be public at about 3 p.m.
No, I doubt there will be, but well, I'm sure we'll be like...
There will be. I am positive. I'm absolutely positive. If not fist fights, then...
No, you're going to give the listeners a bad idea.
Oh, come on.
We respect each other too much to do that.
They'll come just to watch.
That's true. Okay, there will be fights.
So, I also want to meet Vic. I think that's what it is.
Vic gets teased more than any other person on the team.
Indeed, that's why I said you want to just do more than meet Vic, don't you?
Slap him a few times. And I mean, they're just everyone else, of course. As
you also want to meet John, don't you?
So yes, of course. I mean, John. Yeah, we were just saying team members. I want to meet John. Hopefully, he wants to meet me too. So
I would like to meet
sure
John.
He does, but
I would like to meet John. Yes, though I'm not sure if he wants to meet me yet.
I mean,
that will be the biggest fight there.
I've already met quite a few people. I mean, out of all the people on the teams you've met, most of the team members, it's probably actually me, because I've met Henry, I've met Nils, I've met John, I met Terrafos, Jim, isn't it?
Yes. That's right.
Yes. So I've met all those people. I've met Yuri because he came over as well. So, I mean, that's like five people I've already met on the team. So, you know, it'd be fairly interesting to meet the rest. But so far...
Yeah, I walked over to London.
You swam.
Yeah, he did the Google, Google Maps option of swimming
across the Atlantic.
3,200 right. miles. I thought... Did you guys actually ever do that when it was still part of the options on Google Maps to swim the Atlantic?
I tried, but I couldn't find the option
to swim.
It's
still there, isn't it? It's still there.
They removed it.
They did, yes. Because I tried to do it, and I wasn't able to. They didn't give me the option to swim.
It's really, really sad, because I feel sorry for anybody who does follow the route. The route that takes them, they land in France first. If you really do want to swim to England from New York, which is where the route would take you, you'd jump off like Pier Harbor 4, I think it is, or something like that. That's where you used to just swim off of. You'd much be better going to Cornwall, the very, very tip of England, because you then cut out about 30 miles out of your swimming, which doesn't sound like much when you're swimming 3,000 miles to the Atlantic, but when it saves you the extra 25, 30 minutes of hard swimming, probably more, you'd be very, very glad of a nice warm cup of tea when you get to England. So just a note to anybody in the Americas who is coming to London Invasion and is swimming the Atlantic because Google told them to, swim to Plymouth first. It's much better.
Yes, take that route.
It just says we could not calculate driving directions. That's so sad.
Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it?
I liked the swimming feature.
Pardon?
I really missed that. The swimming.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I played about with that actually when it was still up. I plotted a route. The furthest route I could plot was from I can't remember which city in Alaska it was, but from a city in Alaska all the way to the very, very, very top of Norway. It got me about, I think it was 12,700 miles.
Yeah, right. Okay, PHPBB, that thing we were talking about. Okay, so is there anything else on the topic of London Invasion? I'm not sure. I don't think there are any really big questions have come up since.
No, and once again, if you do have questions for London Invasion, you can PM Yuri or contact him using any of his methods, or you can always post the topics, the numerous topics that we've got around. Actually, no, there's really one discussion topic that you would want to ask questions in, because you want to ask in the most probable place that Yuri's going to find that. Your question and answer.
Yeah, I mean, I check around, but yeah, there's the sticky topic in the 3.0 discussion forum.
Yes.
So it's right on top.
Yeah. All right, moving on to last topic of the day, Star Trek Guide Mon Management System has been released. What that is basically it manages completely the entire development process of your mod or style. What it does is it will integrate with your SVN repository to handle your style or mod, and so you can develop it. It has an automatic mod X generator, and in the future we'll have a translation control panel, which will allow translators to translate every aspect of the mod, including all your language files, your mod X, and it will automatically package that, commit it to your SVN repository, so you don't have to do the work of compiling the translation. It will generate the mod X by itself, so you don't have any of the work of generating it or writing all that code, which is I've tried to support. I actually had a mod that supports like 10 or 11 different languages, and it was very difficult. It took a while to package that up. This will do it all automatically. Of course, the ModX generator is a big plus, being able to create a ModX without having to write it all, and certainly in a good format. That's very, very nice to have. So if you can go to StarTrekGuide.com, which is the it's also the forums for PHPBB Weekly. PHPBB Weekly has a forum on Star Trek Guide under where was it? Somewhere down there. There it is. Okay, PHPBB Podcast. There it is. All right, and the announcement actually has information on the mod management project. It's currently in 0.1.0, so it's you know, there's expected to be bugs, and if you find bugs, do report it to that discussion topic. Go try it out at least, and if you like it, use it for your mod management projects, because it makes managing your mods and mod development a lot easier. And we have a lot of really cool features planned for that project as well. So just something that we've been working on for a while. We don't have a mod and style of the week per se. Just to let the supporters team know, the Borg invasion style, which everybody got to see on April 1st. yeah, I get a cough from somebody here. The Borg invasion style, which everybody got to see if they got assimilated on April 1st on StarTrekGuide.com. That Borg invasion style is available to the supporters team. So if you're a supporters team member, you can download that. I'll make sure they post the topic with that particular download. It's not packaged up yet, but that will be something that they package up. If you're not a supporter, just ignore that or donate to Star Trek Guide using the donate link at the top of the page. So that's it for PHPBB Weekly. You can check out all previous podcasts on phpbbweekly.net, view show notes, and other links as well. PHPBB Weekly, once again, the forum is at StarTrekGuide.com. The next episode we'll have will be PHPBB Weekly, episode number 59, April 19th, same time as usual, 12 p.m. Eastern, 1600 UTC. Hopefully we won't forget it like we did this time, yes. And, of course, PHPBB Weekly is a member of the Tech Podcast Network. You can go to techpodcasts.com for all your tech podcasts if you like listening. And, once again, I'd like to thank Paul, Yuri, and Ashley for joining me on this podcast. Thanks, guys.
Welcome. No problem.
And we will see you all next week. Bye, everyone.